Since the attacks, the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Christy Whitman, has been traveling the country assuring groups that water supplies are safe from terrorism. Speaking recently to a group of journalists, Whitman explained that security at water utilities has been increased and that water is now tested more frequently. And she said that given the size of most reservoirs, it would take a very large amount of any chemical or biological contaminant before any such attack would have an effect.
It would be extremely difficult for someone to perform this kind of act, taking a truckload, and that's what it would be, a tanker truckload up to a reservoir and dumping it in, given the heightened security that we have today.
But Whitman's view is not shared by a number of experts in the field of terrorism prevention. Jim Snyder is a professor at the University of Michigan. He was a member of a team of experts that work with the Defense Department to determine possible threats against public water supplies.
There are a number of contaminants, several biotoxins, and a large number of chemicals that are more or less readily available that could be put into, let's say, a 10 million gallon reservoir, which could, in amounts, something between a backpack and a pickup truck, could achieve a lethal dose of 50%. That is, 50% of the people who drank one cup would die.
And Snyder adds water contamination wouldn't have to be lethal, just contaminated enough that it caused panic and made the water unusable. Snyder also points out that the tests that production chemists run on water would not detect the kind of contaminants terrorists would use. The first clue something was wrong would be sick or dead people. EPA Administrator Whitman concedes that there are some contaminants that would not be filtered out or killed by disinfectants used in water treatment. But she says water systems across the U.S. are prepared for most kinds of attacks.
The vast majority of contaminants about which we are worried, we know how to treat, we know what steps to take, and those where we're not sure of what we need to do, we're working with the CDC to develop the protocol to respond.
Besides the Center for Disease Control, the EPA is working with the FBI and the water utilities to prepare for the worst while telling the public that there's little to worry about. The EPA could have helped those water systems prepare earlier. The terrorism prevention team Jim Snyder sat on drafted a manual for water system operators outlining security measures that could be taken. The EPA buried that manual in part because the agency didn't want to unnecessarily alarm the public. The water utility industry is working with the EPA to try to calm any fears that consumers might have. The American Water Works Association has held joint news conferences with Administrator Whitman, echoing the statement that poisons would be diluted or that it would take a tanker of contaminants to cause a problem. Pam Kreider is a spokesperson for the American Water Works Association.
When you get into a specific discussion about types of chemicals or quantities of chemicals, you know, whether it's a backpack or a tanker, I mean, those are not as useful as discussing what are the processes that a utility has in place for monitoring what is and is not in its water and ensuring that they can provide safe, clean drinking water, you know, to the consumers within their city.
So the American Water Works Association is encouraging water utilities to step up testing water and quietly meet with emergency planners to prepare for the worst.
What we have been discussing is the need for every utility to work very closely with local officials to have a crisis preparedness and response plan in place, to have backup systems in place, and most importantly, to engage their local community in keeping an eye out on the different reservoirs and storage tanks and treatment facilities and reporting any type of suspicious activity that they might see, both to the utility as well as to their police department.
Water terrorism prevention expert Jim Snyder says simple things such as locking gates and posting security guards go a long way to discourage would-be terrorists from attacking a water treatment plant, storage tanks, wells, or reservoir. However, he notes there's little that can be done to stop a determined terrorist from contaminating a public water supply. And it seems that's a message the EPA and the water utilities don't want to talk about because it might worry the public. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.